This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Thursday morning to you. I hope you are doing well. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Shout out to all my truck drivers, third shifters, overnighters who are possibly ending their Thursday workday, about to go home, get some good sleep, lickety split, and then continue the rest of their Thursday enjoying their day. Shout out to all my gym goers early in the morning, about to pump that iron before they get started with their workday. Anyway, you are listening. For whatever reason you are listening, I appreciate you. Have a busy show today as we get closer and closer to Friday. Hope you got some big plans this weekend, but want to let you know, obviously we're going to go around the A in 19 minutes, and in about 39 minutes from now at 5:40, we'll continue to talk a little NBA playoffs. We had two closeout opportunities last night. Neither one happened, though. Both teams stayed alive and saved themselves from elimination, which was not really surprising. So we'll get into that in about 38 minutes. Around the A's coming up in 18 minutes. I do want to start, though, with some Atlanta Hawks basketball talk because Ray Young, father of Trae Young, was on Dukes and Bell yesterday, and he was amazing on Dukes and Bell. Very good interview. I won't and don't have the time to let you hear it in its entirety, just because it's only an hour-long show. I got stuff to get to, you know what I'm saying? But I do want to let you hear two cuts. I think really the two biggest cuts and his two biggest answers that he gave yesterday. So I do want to let you hear those. The first one, we'll let you hear it. I'll react to it, and then we'll let you hear the second one. The first one is he's talking about what Atlanta means to Trae Young. Because, you know, every player is going to say that they love the city that they play for and it holds a special place in their heart. But, you know, as soon as Trae Young got here, and every year you really have heard Trae say how much he loves Atlanta and how he is determined to bring a championship to the city, bring a championship to the Atlanta Hawks. And it just seems like he really emphasizes that goal more than a player usually does. So Rae Young was asked, just what does Atlanta mean to Trae Young?
Well, it's, you know, you're going to make me get emotional on this phone, man. I wouldn't, you know, prepared for all this. But I just think, you know, for us as a family, first and foremost, we can't thank the city enough for giving my son that opportunity. And I'll never forget sitting in New York at that table and Trae just, you know, hoping that he was able to go play, you know, play in Atlanta. I know he had a relationship with Quavo at the time and a lot of other, you know, artists and entertainers in Atlanta, but it was more than that. You know, Trae wanted to go somewhere where, you know, nothing like a NBA championship has been done before. You know, I know he's always been an Oklahoma City Thunder fan. He's always been a Kobe fan with the Lakers, and it would have been cool to go to New York or Boston, but for him to be that type of kid that wants to come here and bring that first championship to Atlanta, that's what it was all about. And I can't even explain to you how fun it was that, you know, that rookie year when he hit his first game winner and, you know, he went to the baseline and said, "This is my city." You know, that
right.
that was something I'll never forget. And hopefully the fans in Atlanta just understand how much he loves and appreciates that city. Like, I mean, there's no place that he can't go where fans recognize him and they want pictures and autographs. And, you know, hopefully that never changes. And he knows it's a business at the end of the day. And, you know, this is just one chapter of his life, but hopefully this is one of those chapters that will never be forgotten, and he's able to help his team, you know, bring a ring to the city.
Very interesting, very compelling stuff there. You know, I never knew that was what made Atlanta so appealing to Trae Young. The fact that the Hawks obviously have never won an NBA title as far as being in Atlanta goes, I think they won one as the St. Louis Hawks. I don't think we're really counting that, but it's just cool to hear how much Trae does embrace and love the city of Atlanta. And I said this even before Trae Young got drafted. You know, I would have loved to have Luka Doncic. I think everybody would have loved to have Luka Doncic. This is beforehand. But I said this from the jump. Trae Young fit the culture, he fit the city of Atlanta more than Luka did. Not to say Luka wouldn't have fit in Atlanta or anything like that, but, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Trae fits Atlanta. Luka, who there's a more international presence with the Dallas Mavericks, obviously, having Dirk Nowitzki on the team before and things of that nature, there was more of a international presence already there in Dallas. But we got the guy who, you know, more so represents our city. So I always thought Trae Young was the better fit, really because of that reason. He fit the city. He could relate to the culture of the city. So I thought not only obviously was his talents great for the city of Atlanta, and he was going to do great things, you know, for the team just based off his talents, but I also think he fit the culture of the city more. He fit the vibe of the city more. So to hear Rae Young say that about how Trae feels about Atlanta really does speak to how Trae Young is wired and him being the competitor that he is and him wanting that challenge of bringing a city their first championship, him wanting to do what nobody has been able to do as an Atlanta Hawk. I think that's really cool. And, you know, obviously, like you said there, would have been fun to go to the Lakers because of his admiration of Kobe Bryant or go home to the Oklahoma City Thunder, but he really liked Atlanta and he really, really likes the challenge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Of bringing the city its first championship. So really respect that, and really good stuff there from Ray Young. Do want to let you hear one more, and this one was a really good answer too. This is actually the last question that Dukes and Bell asked him, and he was talking about Quinn Snyder, Trey Young's relationship with Quinn Snyder, you know, and he said it multiple times, no disrespect to any coach that was here before, but he says they aren't Quinn Snyder, and he really thinks with Quinn Snyder, Trey Young, they're going to be able to do something special here in Atlanta.
I really think it is, and I think a blind man could see that through the last 20 or 30 games, whatever it was. You can just see the way they were playing. And this is, and no disrespect for anybody that was here earlier, because every time I see Lloyd Pierce, because this is a small community, right? You know, with the NBA, the players and the coaches. Every time I see Lloyd Pierce, I give him a hug and I shake his hand, and Trey does the same thing, and I just thank him. I thank him so much for having that faith and doing what he did with my son, because as you guys know, Trey struggled a little bit, you know, his first 20 or so games in the NBA. And I remember, you know, Travis and Lloyd bringing Trey into the office, and they were thinking about starting, I forgot who the other guard was there for a while, but you know, Lloyd stuck with Trey, and you know, now we see what he's become. So with that being said, you know, and no disrespect to any other coach that was here, they just aren't Quinn. You know, Quinn is, I mean, he just gets it, man. And I think with Trey's relationship with Donovan Mitchell and those guys talking about it, you know, before, you know, Quinn even got here, it made Trey that much more confident that knowing that he's going to have a coach that gets him, that's going to have his back. But not only that, he's going to push him. He's going to push him. He's going to hold him accountable. And, you know, he's going to get in his tail whenever he does things wrong, but he's also going to hug him and praise him whenever he does things right. And, you know, that's all you can ask for. And I think that just makes for a great relationship.
I completely agree. I really do think that this relationship between Trey Young and Quinn Snyder is going to work out really well. And you heard Ray Young, who was on Dukes and Bell, by the way, if you haven't heard. If you want to hear the full interview in its entirety, make sure you go to 929thegame.com. You can also listen to it on the Odyssey app as well. Really good stuff. It was a really good interview. Like I said, you know, I got other show to get to. I don't got time to play the whole thing, but it is a really good interview. So I want to make sure you can listen to it in its entirety. However, him talking about Quinn Snyder there and Trey's relationship with Quinn Snyder, he talked about how him having a conversation with Donovan Mitchell, and we talked about it when Donovan came to Atlanta right before the Cavaliers came to Atlanta right before the Quinn Snyder hiring was made. I think it had already been put out, but Quinn hadn't joined the team yet. Trae Young and Donovan Mitchell had a conversation after the game, and there was a clip, actually a video, where you can see Donovan Mitchell saying, I think you're going to like him. Like, think you're really going to get along with him. And Ray talks about it in that answer there, where that conversation was important for Trey because he has a good relationship with Donovan Mitchell, obviously. And him hearing it from another player, him hearing it from a guy who has had success in the league early on in his career, I think was big time. You know, it's one thing to hear it from your dad or hear it from the fans or hear it from other people part of the coaching staff or hear it from your general manager, Landry Fields, or hear it from your owner. But it's another thing to hear it from a peer. Sometimes it just hits different. Like, you know, when your friend tells you something versus when your mom tells you something, you're like, all right, mom, whatever. I know you're going to tell me this. Like, imagine if you're trying broccoli for the first time. You're a little bit skeptical because you don't know how broccoli tastes. You never had it before. It doesn't look good. It's like a little tree. You don't know what a little tree would taste like. You don't normally eat trees, so you don't know how broccoli would taste. And your mom tells you, son, you need to eat your broccoli. And you're like, well, whatever, mom. You're going to tell me that just because you think I need to eat my broccoli. But then your friend comes and tell you, like, bro, hey, that broccoli smacks, bro. You need to try that broccoli. You're going to be a little bit more inclined to try that broccoli because, you know, if your friend's eating the broccoli, sometimes you want to be like your friend. You want to try the broccoli too. So weird analogy to make the point of hearing that Donovan Mitchell has had success. And obviously he saw the success Donovan Mitchell had with Quinn Snyder in Utah. Him having that conversation before Quinn Snyder got in the building and got a chance to talk to Trae Young himself, I think was big because it already had opened his mind to what Quinn was going to try and tell him, how Quinn was going to try and coach him up, and what Quinn Snyder was going to try and do with Trae and how he's going to try and work with Trae. So I do think that was a big deal, having that conversation with Donovan Mitchell. So, again, really, really good interview yesterday on Dukes and Bell. They had Ray Young, Trey's dad. Again, if you want to listen to it in its entirety, make sure you go to 929thegame.com. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app as well. Okay, when we come back, about 5-6 minutes from now, you already know what time it is. Time to go around the A. We got a little leakage when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons. Well, it really wasn't even leakage. It was just the NFL giving us a couple of games here and there. Give us a little appetizer before the full release of the NFL schedule happens tonight at 8 o'clock. By the way, we're going to have a schedule release show right here on 92.9 The Game. So make sure you stay locked in for that. That's going to begin at 8 o'clock. John Chuckery, I believe. Our own Mike Johnson is going to join as well. Chris Goforth. So make sure you stay locked in for that tonight. NFL schedule release show right here on 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. But we'll talk about the game that we know the Falcons are going to have in week 4. I'll give you my take on that, how I think that game could possibly go in Wembley. Because I'm sure now you know the Falcons are going to play the Jaguars week 4 in London. We'll talk about that. I'll let you hear from Brian Snicker as we recap what happened to the Braves last night as well. It's all on Around the A. And that's coming up next right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Love is like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take this morning. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews. I got some tweets I need to respond to now that I think about it. Appreciate y'all tweeting at me. If I don't respond to your tweets, it's just because I be having a lot going on in the morning. Then, like, if I don't respond to them, like, on my way back home, I'm not responding to them when I get home. I'm going to be asleep. I'm going to do other stuff. So, I'll respond to you eventually if you're waiting on a response from your boy. But I do appreciate you interacting with me on the Twitter and on the socials. Appreciate that. Okay. First segment, let you hear from Ray Young, Trey's dad. He joined Dukes and Bell yesterday. Very good interview. If you want to hear it in its entirety, again, make sure you go to 929thegame.com. You can find it on the Odyssey app as well. But we had a lot going on, and we have a lot going on around the city of Atlanta, in the sports scene, state of Georgia, city of Atlanta. So I think without further ado, we need to take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
The Atlanta Braves, they had to have a bullpen game yesterday because of the injury to Max Fried, to Kyle Wright. So they got to get the rotation back to the top, and that means they had to have a bullpen game yesterday. And I believe it was Dylan Lee that got things started, and he was actually pretty good. I mean, the bullpen wasn't bad. There were people that weren't so great, but Dylan Lee looked good at the start. He went 2 2/3 innings, no hits, no runs, only 1 walk, 3 Ks. He was very good. Colin McHugh had a rough outing, only goes 1 1/3 innings, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, a walk, only 1 strikeout. Danny Young, who was just called up from AAA, he went an inning, a scoreless inning. Jesse Chavez won a scoreless inning as well. A.J. Minter, man. A.J. Minter has not been good as of late. I don't know if Brian Snicker just needs to rest him for a few days, let him get his mind back right, but A.J. Minter was not very good at all. Only goes 1/3 of an inning, gives up a run, 2 walks, only strikes out 1. So he wasn't very good. Nick Anderson, pretty solid. 1 2/3 innings, only give up 1 hit, 1 walk, struck out 2. Rosel Iglesias, he got busted up a little bit too. Gave up that 2-run home run, gave up 3 hits. So bullpen couldn't quite do what they needed to. Offense couldn't pick the bullpen up either. Braves lose 5-2, but hey, you're 25-12 now. You're still sitting very pretty in the NL East. You're still sitting very pretty in the NL overall. And you're still sitting a very pretty when it comes to the Major League Baseball standings overall. So the Braves are fine. They'll go to Canada today, Toronto to be specific. Start a 3-game set with the Toronto Blue Jays tomorrow. I will say, though, said it a couple of shows ago, they're starting a stretch where they're taking on some pretty good baseball teams. The Blue Jays, 21-16. They're a solid team. Rangers are 22-14. They're a very good team. Hot right now. The Mariners, they're 18-19, but they're still no slouch. Then you got the Dodgers, 23-15. We know about them. Phillies, trying to get it together. They're 18-19. But then you got the Athletics after that. So a little break. They're 8-30. They're not very good. But 3 series. Back to back to back, where gonna be tough, not gonna be easy. So hopefully the pitching staff comes through. If we have to have another bullpen game, hopefully it goes a little bit better than what it was last night. However, we did get a Ronnie Rocket last night, bottom of the 6th inning. Braves were down 2-0, and Ronald Acuña Jr. put a little life in Truist Park last night.
And Ronald awaits the 3-1 and hits it hard to left. That baby is not coming back. 2-1.
470 feet off the bat of Ronald Acuña Jr., and he got all of that one. It was a no-doubter that went into the Hank Aaron Terrace. That made it 2-1. Gave, like I said, Truist Park, gave the Braves a little life, but wasn't quite enough. And Brian Snicker talked about it, too, and he talked about Ronald Acuña Jr. after the game. And, you know, he said that home run was great, and Ronnie's always liable to do something, but he wished that home run would have accounted for more than one run.
Well, I mean, that was pretty good. I wish it counted more than one. But that, you know, it's he's always, like I said, he's one of those guys, you better stay in your seat because you might see something really special. You better learn to order on the app or whatever, because defensively he can do something that's going to blow you up too. You know, running the bases, it's just amazing to me when he connects like that. I've never seen, you know, it's just something I've never seen before, like he can do it.
Ronnie is an amazing baseball player, and if he keeps up what he is doing this season, I have little to no doubt in my mind that he's going to be MVP. I don't think he's going to steal 100 bases, but I guarantee if he has 40 or more, or shoot, even close to 40, and he has even close to 30 home runs, you don't even have to get 40 home runs. You don't even have to be 40-40 to be MVP. If he has close to 40 stolen bases, close to 30, definitely close to 40 home runs, Ronald Acuña Jr., I'm going to call it now, is going to be MVP. What he is doing is outstanding. And this is the Ronald Acuña Jr. we were all, as Braves fans, hoping to see. We wanted to see this Ronald Acuña Jr. back. The five-tool player that we all know that he is. Can hit for power, can hit for average, has been doing both. Can run around and cause havoc on the base pads, which he has been doing at a high level and a very high clip, and can make all the plays defensively. I mean, we saw him throw a dart to throw to third base in that extra inning game the other day. So Ronald Acuña Jr., I mean, just the ultimate five-tool baseball player, and I'm so glad he is on the Atlanta Braves, because it would suck to play against Ronald Acuña Jr., and I'm glad we don't have to worry about that. Brian Snicker also talked about getting through the bullpen game, but the runs, again, just really not being there for the Braves. But, again, Brian Snicker ain't too worried. I ain't too worried. But here's Snip talking about, you know, just the game overall. And bullpen did okay, just couldn't get enough runs behind him.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we handled it all. We just, you know, couldn't score enough runs, obviously. But, yeah, got through it really, I mean, in good shape.
Did what they had to do. They're in good shape. They got the order back to the top when you talk about the pitching rotation. And one more here from Brian Snicker that I want you to hear, because I think right now the only real question there is about the Atlanta Braves and how they're going to move forward while they're dealing with the injuries of Max Fried and Kyle Wright is, are we going to see Dylan Dodd and or Jared Schuster come up and make some starts? Well, I think Brian Snicker kind of answered that last night. He was asked if it's important that Dylan Dodd or Jared Schuster come up and stay up to be starters while Max Fried and Kyle Wright are out. If it's important for them to be up there and, you know, be able to make starts, and Brian Snicker had this to say.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how important it'll be. We're looking ahead now to Friday.
Now, you can think of this one of two ways. Number one, you can think of this as he just doesn't want to show his hand. He doesn't want to give any teams any extra prep about possibly seeing Dylan Dodd or Jared Schuster here in the near future. Or you could look at this as they just aren't ready. And I think it's a little bit of both, but I think it's mainly just Dylan Dodd and Jared Schuster aren't ready to pitch at the major league level. Look, if they were good enough to be up, they would still be up. They both had two starts each. Dylan Dodd had one good one. Jared Schuster had one okay one. But the consensus was that they aren't ready to be at the major league level quite yet. It's not to say that they're never going to be ready. It's just right now that they aren't ready. You can't just have guys up to have guys up. If they aren't ready to be up, you cannot have them up, because one, you don't want to hurt their confidence. And two, you're trying to win a pennant. You're trying to win a World Series. You're trying to win a division title again. You can't just be throwing guys out there just for the sake of throwing them out there. And Brian Snicker knows that. He's not going to do that. So that, I think, was a very telling answer as to where Dylan Dodd and Jared Schuster are in his mind. So I don't think we'll be seeing Dylan Dodd or Jared Schuster anytime soon. That is the point. Okay, want to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, because it was announced yesterday by the NFL that the Falcons are heading to London. Not for a spot in Tea and Crumpets, though. They're going to play a football game out there. They're going to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars week 4 out in Wembley Stadium. It's going to be the Calvin Ridley game. It's going to be a reunion between Calvin Ridley and the Atlanta Falcons. Calvin Ridley's going to be taking on his old team. Obviously, he's with the Jacksonville Jaguars now. And I think that's going to be a really good matchup. I think it's going to be a really good kind of measuring stick test to where the Falcons are at early on in the season, because the Jacksonville Jaguars are a good team. Believe it or not, they're a good team. They made the postseason last year. They did things to get better, including trading for Calvin Ridley. So I think that's going to be a good test for the Atlanta Falcons early on to see where they're at, going up against a team that has a good young defense, a good young offense. Going to be a good test for the Atlanta Falcons. And if you don't know, the schedule release happens in its entirety tonight. The NFL going to release the full league schedule at 8 p.m. And we actually have a schedule release show here on 92.9 The Game tonight. Flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. Believe it's going to be John Chuckery. Think Mike Johnson is going to make an appearance. Obviously, we'll talk to him in about 28 minutes here coming up as they get ready for the morning shift. Chris Goforth, I think, is going to be a part of that show as well. So make sure you keep it locked all day long, especially for our NFL schedule release show tonight. You are listening to Around the A on the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios. And again, Falcons taking on the Jags. They also released some other games, or gave us some details on some other games. We know we're going to have a Super Bowl rematch. I don't think they put out the when and where of that game, but we know Christmas, the Eagles are going to play the Giants in Philly at the Link. We also know that the Bengals and the Chiefs are going to play. Burrow and Mahomes going to face off week 17 on New Year's Eve. We're going to get a Black Friday game. That's going to be Dolphins at Jets week 12 on Black Friday, 3 p.m. So some interesting matchups. So we're going to get an NFC Championship rematch week 13. That's Sunday, December 3rd as well. So some good games coming up during the NFL season, and we will see how the Falcons fare. We'll see how many primetime games the Atlanta Falcons get, because that London game, that's going to be at 9:30. It's going to be an early, early kickoff. We're going to get some Atlanta Falcons football early that day. But we will see what else the Falcons have on the docket and have on the schedule soon enough as the NFL releases its schedule in its entirety tonight at 8 p.m. And again, make sure you keep it here on 92.9 The Game for our very own schedule release show. John Chuckery, Mike Johnson, Chris Goforth, all going to be a part of it. It's going to be a big time. Just like everything on 92.9 The Game is big time. All right, when we come back, let's talk a little NBA playoffs. Lakers had a chance to close it out last night, couldn't get it done in Golden State. The Heat had a chance to close out the Knicks in the Garden last night. They almost came back from 19 down, couldn't quite get over the hump, though. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs as the Sixers look to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals, as well as the Denver Nuggets. So we'll recap last night. We'll preview what's on tap tonight for the NBA playoffs. We'll do it in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Moments like this. Let's go. Let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. As we round out another edition of Hometown Take, happy Thursday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to you for tuning in this morning. And NBA playoffs starting to heat up. Well, they really already been hot. The Miami Heat had a chance to book their second straight trip to the Eastern Conference Finals. Almost did it. Almost came back down from 19 points, but couldn't get over the hump. Knicks stay alive for another game. The Warriors do the same thing. They started out hot, came out, punched the Lakers in the mouth. Lakers weathered the storm, though. They came back. They actually took a lead at one point as well. However, Steph Curry played well. Klay Thompson knocked down shots. Jordan Poole actually knocked down some shots as well. So the Golden State Warriors stay alive. There will be a game six there as well. However, Miami.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Yeah, got through it really. I mean, in good shape.
Did what they had to do. They're in good shape. They got the order back to the top when you talk about the pitching rotation. And one more here from Brian Snicker that I want to hear you, that I want you to hear, because I think right now the only real question there is about the Atlanta Braves and how they're going to move forward while they're dealing with the injuries of Max Fried and Kyle Wright is, are we going to see Dylan Dodd and or Jared Schuster come up and make some starts? Well, I think Brian Snicker kind of answered that last night. He was asked if it's important that Dylan Dodd or Jared Schuster come up and stay up to be starters while Max Fried and Kyle Wright are out. If it's important for them to be up there and, you know, be able to make starts, and Brian Snicker had this to say.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how important it'll be. We're looking ahead now to Friday.
Now, you can think of this one of two ways. Number one, you can think of this as he just doesn't want to show his hand. He doesn't want to give any teams any extra prep about possibly seeing Dylan Dodd or Jared Schuster here in the near future. Or you could look at this as they just aren't ready. And I think it's a little bit of both, but I think it's mainly just Dylan Dodd and Jared Schuster aren't ready to pitch at the major league level. Look, if they were good enough to be up, they would still be up. They both had two starts each. Dylan Dodd had one good one. Jared Schuster had one okay one. But the consensus was that they aren't ready to be at the major league level quite yet. It's not to say that they're never going to be ready. It's just right now that they aren't ready. You can't just have guys up to have guys up. If they aren't ready to be up, you cannot have them up because, one, you don't want to hurt their confidence, and, two, you're trying to win a pennant. You're trying to win a World Series. You're trying to win a division title again. You can't just be throwing guys out there just for the sake of throwing them out there, and Brian Snicker knows that. He's not going to do that. So that, I think, was a very telling answer as to where Dylan Dodd and Jared Schuster are in his mind. So I don't think we'll be seeing Dylan Dodd or Jared Schuster anytime soon. That is the point. Okay, want to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, because it was announced yesterday by the NFL that the Falcons are heading to London. Not for a spot in Tea and Crumpets, though. They're going to play a football game out there. They're going to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars week 4 out in Wembley Stadium. It's going to be the Calvin Ridley game. It's going to be a reunion between Calvin Ridley and the Atlanta Falcons. Calvin Ridley is going to be taking on his old team. Obviously, he's with the Jacksonville Jaguars now. And I think that's going to be a really good matchup. I think it's going to be a really good kind of measuring stick test to where the Falcons are at early on in the season, because the Jacksonville Jaguars are a good team. Believe it or not, they're a good team. They made the postseason last year. They did things to get better, including trading for Calvin Ridley. So I think that's going to be a good test for the Atlanta Falcons early on to see where they're at, going up against a team that has a good young defense, a good young offense. Going to be a good test for the Atlanta Falcons. And if you don't know, the schedule release happens in its entirety tonight. The NFL going to release the full league schedule at 8 p.m. And we actually have a schedule release show here on 92.9 The Game tonight. Flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. Believe it's going to be John Chuckery. Think Mike Johnson is going to make an appearance. Obviously, we'll talk to him in about 28 minutes here coming up as they get ready for the morning shift. Chris Goforth, I think, is going to be a part of that show as well. So make sure you keep it locked all day long, especially for our NFL schedule release show tonight. You are listening to Around the A on the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios. And again, Falcons taking on the Jags. They also released some other games, or gave us some details on some other games. We know we're going to have a Super Bowl rematch. I don't think they put out the when and where of that game, but we know Christmas, the Eagles are going to play the Giants in Philly at the Link. We also know that the Bengals and the Chiefs are going to play. Burrow and Mahomes going to face off week 17 on New Year's Eve. We're going to get a Black Friday game. That's going to be Dolphins at Jets week 12 on Black Friday, 3 p.m. So some interesting matchups. So we're going to get an NFC Championship rematch week 13. That's Sunday, December 3rd as well. So some good games coming up during the NFL season, and we will see how the Falcons fare. We'll see how many primetime games the Atlanta Falcons get, because that London game, that's going to be at 9:30. It's going to be an early, early kickoff. We're going to get some Atlanta Falcons football early that day. But we will see what else the Falcons have on the docket and have on the schedule soon enough as the NFL releases its schedule in its entirety tonight at 8 p.m. And again, make sure you keep it here on 92.9 The Game for our very own schedule release show. John Chuckery, Mike Johnson, Chris Goforth, all going to be a part of it. It's going to be a big time, just like everything on 92.9 The Game is big time. All right, when we come back, let's talk a little NBA playoffs. Lakers had a chance to close it out last night. Couldn't get it done in Golden State. The Heat had a chance to close out the Knicks in the Garden last night. They almost came back from 19 down. Couldn't quite get over the hump, though. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs as the Sixers look to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals as well as the Denver Nuggets. So we'll recap last night. We'll preview what's on tap tonight for the NBA playoffs. We'll do it in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Blame it like this.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. As we round out another edition of Hometown Take, happy Thursday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to you for tuning in this morning. And NBA playoffs starting to heat up. Well, they really already been hot. The Miami Heat had a chance to book their second straight trip to the Eastern Conference Finals. Almost did it. Almost came back down from 19 points. But couldn't get over the hump. Knicks stay alive for another game. The Warriors do the same thing. They started out hot, came out, punched the Lakers in the mouth. Lakers weathered the storm, though. They came back. They actually took a lead at one point as well. However, Steph Curry played well. Klay Thompson knocked down shots. Jordan Poole actually knocked down some shots as well. So the Golden State Warriors stay alive. There will be a game six there as well. However, Miami, they're going back to Miami. L.A., they're going back to L.A. So we'll see if, you know, they took care of business at home. The Knicks and the Warriors did. We'll see if they can do it on the road and force a game seven, respectively. Got a chance for two closeout games tonight as well. The Philadelphia 76ers taking on the Boston Celtics. They are going to be back in Philly, though. They're going to be back in Philly closing things out. I think that series ends tonight. I think the MVP, Joel Embiid, James Harden, Tyrese Maxey, I think they punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Whoa, yeah. That's a bold one right there.
I think the Celtics go down tonight, my guy. I think the Celtics go down tonight. And I also am going to say the Nuggets get a win on the road in Phoenix. Actually, I don't know how I feel about that. That one might go seven.
I say you're on a roll right now.
That one might go seven. Now I'm thinking about it. Hold on. Let me pump the brakes. That one might go seven. That's a tough one. Because I could see the Nuggets definitely closing it out. But I think KD will will him to a game seven at least. I think KD will him to a game seven. So my predictions for tonight before we talk to the morning shift. Sixers close it out at home. They punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals. Phoenix, the Suns, they punch a ticket to a game seven against the Joker and the Nuggets. But I do have the Nuggets winning that series. So there you go. At me if you want, you know, about your predictions. Tweet at me at underscore Dylan Matthews with your NBA playoff predictions. All right, when we get back, we got to talk to the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, they're in the building. They're ready to talk some sports with you. And we'll see what they have coming up on the show right after this. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.